Daisy.
Is not how you perceive it. Today is tomorrow's yesterday. Yesterday is the day before's tomorrow, and...
Tomorrow is the day after's yesterday.
By Jove, I think she's got it.
Yeah, well, I wasn't born tomorrow, was I?
Can I ask you a question?
That's your job, isn't it? God forbid.
Well, absolutely. I have a professional interest in all this. What I want to know is, well, why did all these chroniclers... Why did they want to be fallacious?
I beg your pardon? Wash your mouth out.
I mean, why didn't they tell it like it is? Why say he pulled the sword from the stone if he didn't? If any wasn't even there, was he?
I told you. Read my lips. Give the people what they want to believe.
I'm sorry. But a journalist's job is to deliver the facts no matter how unpalatable they seem to be.
Well, maybe they just got the facts wrong.
Well, saying a sword is drawn from a stone when it wasn't is a bloody big fact to get wrong, if you don't mind my saying so. Our job is the truth.
You wouldn't know the truth if it crawled up your bum and bit your hemorrhoids. Your job is to distort things.
I say, steady on. You malign a decent and honorable profession.
All you're not doing. Going back to that nauseating little monk Gildas. Then Bede, Mallory, T.H. White, who incidentally had me living backwards. Lerner and Lowe. Not to mention that monstrosity of mendacity by Geoffrey of Monmouth. The History of the Kings of England.
Who?
You know, Geoffrey of Monmouth. He wrote his history around about the 12th century, from which many of the Arthurian stories derive. Might as well have been working on one of your tablets.
Tabloids. Yeah. My name's Monmouth.
What?
Jeff Monmouth. What? Independent Radio News. Pleased to meet you. Here's my card.
Are you Welsh, then?
Oh, Lord! How can you do this to me?
Who's he speaking to?
I don't know.
Yeah!
Now what's he doing?
Looks remarkably like a Cherokee rain dance to me. Hey, Merlin! Mel! Come back to Earth! That's a good chap!
Send me lousy journalists!
Oh, don't be like that!
What's he doing here? He's not even in the story, damn it! Okay, I can just about understand the witch, but why the chronicler?
It's amazing, really, the vernacular he employs.
Oh, great spirit! Surely all we need is Arthur to pull the sword from the stone.
I mean, I do magic. Well, a bit. And I'm a witch. He does magic and he's a wizard.
I don't need him.
Witch, of course, is pejorative. It's an insult. You witch. Broomsticks and bent noses. But if you call someone a wizard, it's almost affectionate.
And even she's peripheral.
Oh, great. I'm peripheral now, am I?
Surely you're not saying it will all come about as was written before.
Wanna bet?
Arthur! There's a conspiracy against us!
How does he know?
The fates are conspiring!
Ain't fate, mate. Me and Geoffrey here. No, as I was saying, witch is pejorative, but not wizard. Oh, no. Yet we're only different versions of the same thing.
You are testing me!
Oh, it's because men have got it all sewn up. They ruin everything. I mean, who are all the nasties in the Arthur stories anyway? Women. Who wrote them? Men. Look, I'm reasonably important, aren't I? And they can't even get my name into the title. What's a face? I mean, come on. If that isn't a conspiracy against women, what is? What do you think?
Well, I'm a liberal and politically correct journalist, so I'm on your side.
I think Merlin's finally twigged that me being here, and now you as the chronicler, probably means that all the story comes true.
Well, yeah.
And I shall be pregnant.
Well, yes.
And you're going to help me.
Well, yes. Anything to get my head between your cleavage, madam.
What?
Your promise for my cooperation.
Oh, that. God. Amazing how easily men are seduced, and they think they have the power.
Sorry, madam.
Peripheral, eh? I'll give him peripheral. You know something?
Oh, I know lots of things. I'm a journalist.
Right. We'll see how peripheral I am when we put the plan into action. Roll on New Year's Eve, Geoffrey. That's when we do it. And then we shall see who's right about the prophecy.
I shall look forward to it, madam.
December the 30th, and it's all go on the road to Glastonbury. The young pretender is being put through his paces by the wily wizard, who seems more concerned about the leggy blonde with a come-on glint in her eyes than ever before. 2 days to go. Merlin now has to urge our future king to be mega cautious.
I am Arthur. He who argues with me dies.
Hold it. Stop.
Listen, what? The point of you pulling the sword and becoming king is to point mankind in a different direction. Stop the chaos which will ensue in the 20th century. You symbolize the internal change in humanity. Now forget all this off this head stuff. You lead with humility.
But what do I get out of it?
Spiritual fulfillment.
Bollocks, I ain't a monk. All the kings and queens I know have money and royal yachts and palaces and privileges. I'm in charge now, and what I say goes, and sod everybody else.
If you don't change your attitude, we won't go to Glastonbury.
You have to, mate. It's your job to see that the prophecy is fulfilled.
Let's have a seat, shall we?
Can't take the pace, eh, Merlin? I'm getting good at this, aren't I?
Ever heard of modesty?
No.
Runs in the family, I dare say. Have you spoken to your sister lately?
Why?
Be prepared.
Dib, 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 dob, dob, dob.
She's up to something.
She's behaving rather strangely, I'll give you that. Earlier on, she winked at me, flashed a bit of boob and said, come up and see me sometime.
Curses.
Up where, she didn't say.
I'm going to have to spell this out, if you'll excuse the pun.
No?
Spell. Magic. Oh, never mind. I didn't want to mention this for fear of putting ideas into your head, but on no account must you sleep with your sister.
No fear, Merlin. She snores.
Well, sleep is not exactly... Indulge in sexual relations, then.
Sexual? That'd be silly. That's incense.
You'd never consider it?
Never.
For that relief, much thanks.
Anyway, I'm the king, mate. Why should I want to be messing around with the Deptford bicycle?
And while we're at it, stay away from that journalist and his drugs. They soften you up. They get you to say things you didn't mean. I don't want any king of mine getting a bad press before he's crowned.
Don't worry, Merlin. I know what journalists do to royals. They won't touch the stuff.
But even the best-laid plans of mice and men are apt to go awry when Fay Morgan's cooking something up. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve. Will they get to Glastonbury without mishap?
It's New Year's Eve. It was the seventh day of Christmas, and it was seven swans a-swimming.
Seven geese a-laying, mate.
Seven swans a-swimming. I know I am a swan. And soon I'm going to be king. And since I'm going to be king, what I say goes, or you're a dead hat.
All right, Squire. Have a toke.
No, thank you. Merlin warned me about you.
No, I merely want you to relax.
I feel strange enough as it is. All light-headed and all the colours seem like... deeper. I feel like I'm floating.
Very nice.
Maybe it's something I ate.
Well, didn't you enjoy supper?
Oh, yeah. It's very nice. Only...
I'm a good cook.
No one else had vegetables. What was that?
There wasn't enough to go round, and a future king comes first, you know.
Merlin only eats chips. It's a terrible diet for a wizard. Listen to him. No wonder he's flaked out. Me, I like me vegetables.
A king needs his vegetables.
Fainia didn't eat nothing. Blimey, I don't half feel large.
What's the excitement of becoming a king? It gets to you.
I feel all tingly. Not to mention, well, Randy.
Well, stay away from me, Squire.
I feel funny, Jeff, but not that funny. I was thinking of girls.
Ah, it's funny you should mention girls, because I've got a message for you from the Lady of the Lake.
Who?
The Lady of the Lake. You've heard of her, haven't you?
I don't know.
Yes, you have. Excalibur, the sword. You get it from her.
Excalibur, yeah. We've got a stall in Deptford Market called Excalibur Knives.
Right. Well, you're nearly a king, but you can't be a proper one without Excalibur. And the Lady of the Lake told me to tell you that she is down by the lake, believe it or not, waiting to give you one. A sword, that is.
The Lady of the Lake is down by the lake?
98 3/4 paces to the left of the great oak tree, to be precise. She wants to give you it. So off you go like a good pretender and get it.
Now?
Now.
I feel so strange, Jeff.
The best time to get Excalibur is when you feel strange.
Off you go, off you go. Well, if you insist, down to the lake I go. Whoa! Blimey! Everything looks so pretty. The colours. I think I'm in love with the world.
It's the anticipation.
I'll see you later.
If you can't be good, don't be careful.
I like that. You're a witty man.
For old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to...
Arthur, my lord, the once and future king. Arthur?
Are you the lake? Where are you? 98 and 3/4 paces, you see. God, I think I'm hallucinating. Lakey lady, I've come for you.
My king.
Do you really exist? Geoffrey gave me a message, but then he's stoned. Is there anybody out there?
Arthur.
You know, I never thought I'd get used to that name, but... Hello. Aren't you cold?
Why should I be cold, my liege?
Well, we've got no clothes on and it's New Year's Eve.
But I have a fire burning in my heart.
Really? Isn't that dangerous?
Burning for my king, my love.
Are you the Lady of the Lake? I can't really tell with that veil over your face. Not that I know what she looks like. Why don't you take it off so that I can have a gander at your visage?
I can nary do that, sire. If I do that, I vanish into thin air. It is the legend of the Lady of the Lake.
What?
Like the Invisible Man and his bandages, you fool.
So what are you doing standing here with no clothes on except for that veil over your head?
Conducting an exercise in autoeroticism. What do you think?
Maybe I'm imagining it. I feel a bit strange.
Oh, dear. You've not been on your friend's Wacky Becky, have you?
No. I wouldn't touch it.
What?
Merlin said not to.
Oh, that stupid bloody journalist.
I feel as though I have, though. Honest, I'm all over the place. I have to say, me lady, you with no clothes on...
You mean you like what you see? These and this?
But I'm here for something else. I've come for my sturdy weapon.
I was hoping you had the sturdy weapon.
Excalibur.
First, you must take the delights of the Lady of the Lake. That is how you win your sword. Legend has it Excalibur comes after the king has come. If you see what I mean.
Plainly enough, for some unaccountable reason, I feel aroused beyond my wildest imaginings, but... Well, only if you're sure.
Oh, Gordon Bennett, there's nothing like diving in recklessly, is there?
You see, I feel very odd. Maybe it's all a trick, and you're not really here.
What do you think I am, Scotch Mist? Come and give me a kiss under the mistletoe.
Shouldn't you be holding it a little higher?
I'm burning.
Like over your head somewhere?
Fire down below. Come hither, my king.
I suppose I can mix business with pleasure if doing it with the Lakey Lady is the only way I can get Scalibur.
Ooh, is this a dagger I see before me?
No, but it's long and pointed.
Come, let me clutch thee.
You remind me of... Oh, that's very nice.
Who would have thought the old man had so much blood in him?
I'm definitely hallucinating. I just imagined you touched me in an intimate area.
You're a king. Let's see what you're made of. Tomorrow we'll get you crowned. Then you and your sister can find a way back to the 20th century and claim Buck House as rightfully yours.
Blimey, I feel strange. I feel powerful. Oh, Lady of the Lake. I feel a king. And sometimes when I flap my wings, I feel like a swan.
What?
7 swans are swimming.
Oh, for God's sake, get on with it.
I feel so powerful. So big.
You do. You do.
Hey.
Think you were ever a fish in another existence, Merlin?
What?
Are you familiar with the Old Man of the Sea, Hemingway? Of course, some of us aren't au fait with contemporary literary references. I am, though. I went to Oxford.
What?
The Old Man of the Sea. He tries to catch this fish called a Merlin.
Marlin.
Well, what's the vowel between friends? That is enough for my profession.
I warned him. By God, what's the matter with the boy? Can't let him out of my bloody sight.
Is it something I said?
He couldn't wait, could he?
And perhaps I shouldn't have mentioned Oxford. Some people get so jealous.
Blimey, about bleeding time.
Oh,
what took you so long?
I told you,
I'm hallucinating.
We're not competing in sexual decathlon, you know. You get no points for staying power.
I felt as though... Well, it's indescribable, really. Oh, Lady of the Lake, have I won my Excalibur now?
I don't know.
Why? Aren't you the Lady of the Lake?
No, I'm the lady beside the lake. Now, get off, you fat sod.
Didn't you like it?
I'd rather spend the half hour watching Coronation Street, really.
But you said...
Surprise, surprise.
Oi, without the veil, you look strangely like my sister... Fainya.
You're more stupid than I thought you were, brother dear. Now get off.
Oh, my dear grandmother. I've done incense.
Just get off, will ya?
I've gone out of my body. I feel all liquid. I'm floating. I haven't got a body.
You could have fooled me. You're heavy enough. Get off. I'm getting cramped.
Yow!
Oh, great. An audience. There's a charge for admission, you know.
Look at this. The tyranny of the weak over the strong.
New Year starts with a bang for Shafter Arthur.
Who are you calling weak?
Did I tell you, you stupid what?
Once and future king bonking in the bracket.
And don't you call me a tyrant. He was the one who was on top.
Saucy royals and alfresco romp.
Shut up, you, and stop ogling. Have you never seen a pair of these before? You have them in your newspapers.
We'd have them on the radio as well if we thought it could be to our advantage.
Merlin.
Only not being a visual medium.
Oh, stop. Flapping your appendages about to get dressed.
If I get on news at 10, I'll put it forward as an idea.
Yeah, Merlin, I feel very strange. Everything's slowing down.
What did I say? Stay away from her. Stay away from your sister.
Well, she was the Lady of the Lake 5 minutes ago.
Lady of the... That's a fairy story.
She was wearing a veil and a...
Oh, stay away! But you couldn't wait. You haven't even pulled the sword from the stone yet.
How did she find us anyway? Peeping Tom, are ya?
Telepathy, woman. I know you modern people have lost that art, but some of us still know what it is.
Blimey with science, you may, but it's still voyeurism, whichever way you look at it.
Arthur.
Hey, man, you look like a cabbage.
Had you finished?
Am I dying?
Arthur! Huh? Had you finished?
Have finished what?
Was your coitus completus or interruptus?
I feel like I'm passing out. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon your humble servant as I need you.
Church? What's he talking about? The only church he knows is the den at Millwall.
Future king and conspiracy as he collapses from post-coital complications.
Arthur, did you or did you not?
Too late, Merlin. He's planted his seed and I'm going to reap the harvest.
You witch!
Oh, there he goes again. A derogatory and sexist remark.
You evil!
Get off me! Get off!
Give it back!
That wizard and assault on royal escort!
It's not yours to take back!
Give me!
Come on, no!
Open your neck, damn it!
Help me, sir! Help me!
I'll give her, you wow,
you
wizard!
Let go!
She had got it! This is violation! Under false pretension!
Cold. Is he dying?
I've no idea.
Well, if you don't, who does? You're always claiming to be the prophet.
If he dies, then it is only to be reborn.
Oh, do me a favour. Superstitious mumbo-jumbo. You're living in the Dark Ages.
So are you, if you hadn't noticed.
I'm burning.
Burn as much as you like, but don't snuff him.
Oh, thee of great compassion.
You can talk, trying to take what he left inside of me out again.
Yeah, a bit much there.
That was violation. Sexual assault. Damn near rape. In the 20th century, a court would have given you at least 2 weeks probation.
I would have been once in my life I was... out of control.
If it's written, it's written, Merle. You can't alter it. Arthur and Morgan, duality.
Oh,
come on, cheer up. It isn't going to happen overnight, is it? Oh. I mean, when I have the baby, it's got to grow hairs on his dicky doodah before he can duff up Tony and Arthur, whoever he is. I mean, it's a few years, isn't it?
Yeah, not if he dies tonight.
He can't die. He's just having a bad time.
I am a king. I'm Arthur. I'm a swan. Oh, my... God, my God, what is that?
Oh, Tony, stop fooling around, please. I can't bear
Arthur,
it.
Arthur, my liege, what evil spirits have kidnapped your soul?
Evil spirits? It's the dope. Well, it shouldn't do that to you, let alone kill you. And he said he didn't have any. Must have annihilated his short-term memory and all.
He didn't.
What?
He wouldn't have a toke. The old git put him off it. I guess it must have been my culinary expertise.
Sorry, I'm not with you.
I took the precaution of mixing up some raw mushrooms with a sexy vinaigrette for his supper. An insurance policy. In the event, justified as it turned out, that he would refuse the joint. One of the more attractive qualities of this particular fungi being pounds, shillings and pence.
Huh?
Lysergic acid diethylamide.
What? Magic mushrooms? You oaf! That could have lumbered his libido in limbo.
Well, I had to do something if he wasn't going to smoke the leb.
You were supposed to get him randy, not rocket him into altered states of consciousness. No wonder he didn't know whether he was coming or going.
Coming, I presume, if the plan was to succeed.
You fool. What if he'd gone limp on me?
If that was limp, I'd hate to see it in an aroused state. He'd never get on a 53 bus.
You could have undermined the whole future of the British monarchy.
Yeah, but I didn't, did I?
How do you know? If he doesn't die, he might end up brain damaged.
It doesn't disqualify one from being a British sovereign, surely.
Talk about overkill. Use his acid when cannabis will do.
Well, there's gratitude for you.
Well, look at him. Who'd want to put a crown on that?
I am dying. I am dying. So that Arthur can be born.
Give over, Tony, for God's sake. I've had enough laughs for 1 week.
You can't interfere with the transmogrification of the soul.
Cobblers.
Tony? I'm not Tony.
No, no, no. Where are you, Arthur?
Acid. Look at him. Schizophrenic now. Doesn't know who he is.
Yes. I'm Arthur. I think I'm Arthur.
You are.
King of England. Though it could be a cabbage.
Right. Better get busy then.
What are you doing?
I'm preparing his obituary. In our trade, we do these things in advance, just in case we get caught unaware.
He's not gonna die. He can't.
Scalibur! Where's my Scalibur?
Put yourself together. It's a big day tomorrow.
Sex and drugs, but alas, no rock and roll led to the downfall of one of the most controversial royals.
Oh, no, the angle is incest. That's sex with a bonus for the punters.
True. The sexy, soon-to-be king descends into the bowels of immorality when involved in a saucy scandal with his salacious sister.
Don't you be disparaging about a creative act, an act of procreation, and leave the bowels out of it.
Oh, what would we journalists do without the royal family, eh?
Oh, lady of the lake, you forsook me? You look like my sister.
Look, Merlin, he ain't gonna die, is he? I mean, he's having a bad trip. If he doesn't make it, look. I'm pregnant. My child needs a father.
Ah, but if he dies, then the prophecy would be false. And you may not be with child.
Well, I am. I can feel it in me water.
What, after a couple of hours?
I've always been very sensitive to my insides.
I am your king.
There's confidence. No, he won't die. He can't. A prophecy is a prophecy, isn't it, Professor? Yeah. He's just going through a transformation, that is all. And then I'll give birth to the son that kills him.
Oh, vape! Spirit protector!
And you carry on being a dirty old man.
I beg your pardon.
I told you, I know the story. Na, 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 na,
What? More sex and scandal? The public has a right to know.
Problems with his priapus. And at his age, he just can't keep his eyes off young girls.
What young girls? Apart from your good self.
Nynaeve. My friend Evelyn's favourite character. Evelyn does magic and all. See, Nynaeve, spelt backwards, is Evening, which is nearly Evelyn. And Evelyn liked that, and the fact that she led a man all the way up the garden path. Nynaeve tricked him into a cave, and he got stuck there and rotted. Na, 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 na.
Let an old wives' tale if ever there was one.
Avalon. I've seen by Avalon. And it's a beautiful place.
He's still here, then. You didn't die, then, Tone.
Arthur.
I knew you wouldn't, really.
I found my love in Avalon.
Thank you, Al Jolson. My, he's perked up.
Avalon. Camelot. Guinevere.
Yeah, all right. Don't get carried away.
It is me. I am the chosen one.
Talk about from the sublime to the ridiculous.
Well, bang goes me a bit.
Big-headed sod.
I have seen what is right. I have seen my God.
He's having a vision.
Vision? Him? He wouldn't see a waxwork in Madame Tussauds.
You were right. I lacked self-esteem. But now I am a swan.
Then bog off to a bloody duck pond, then.
Don't you speak to your sovereign like that.
Ooh, sorry, I'm sure.
I have the power of life and death over you all.
Tony, what are you...
Arthur!
All right, Arthur.
And what... I am your king.
Sure, come on. It's amazing what a bit of acid will do.
On your knees.
Kiss my arse.
Later.
Not you.
On your knees.
Oh, humour him, Jeff. He's had a bad trip.
I'm not sure I'd do this if the Queen wanted to knight me at Buck House.
And you, wizard.
I'm too old to...
Get on your knees.
As you wish.
I am the king. And when I get back to Avalon, I will come forth and save the world.
Good.
Only if people want me to do that, they'll have to pay for it. I have a product, and in the marketplace, its value is limitless. If you want the world to continue in the 20th century, it'll cost you.
Truth, and
shut up, you. The king is born. Long live the king. And he shall reign forever.
Amen. cried the king, and he shall reign forever and ever.
Bloody you created. See what happens when you give people ideas about this station? Men! You sugar load of pains.
What? After less than a day?
This is a very special and dynamic child inside of me, I'll have you know.
I must admit that what they say about pregnant women is true.
Oh, what do they say? And I bet it's men that say it.
That the first flush of pregnancy makes them look even lovelier.
Oh, pardon me while I throw up.
Whoa! Oh, my God.
What?
Is that it?
Camelot!
We've made it.
Now for the ceremony.
Looks like a public toilet in Piccadilly Circus.
And then I'll be king.
Yes, I'm beginning to have second thoughts about the whole enterprise.
You can't stop it now, mate. Once the arrow is unleashed from the bowstring, it has to venture towards its target.
If this is what I fear.
Blimey, a poet as well. Oh, Merlin, don't be so miserable.
You're not worried about her and the kid, are you? If it turns out to be a son, I'll have it put to the sword. And her. After all, I shall be the most powerful man in the country. I shall be king!
You created it, Merlin. Now, where's the cage to put it in?
You shut up if you want to stay alive. Onwards!
Chestnuts, chestnuts, get your hot chestnuts here.
Morning, Ragnall. Happy New Year.
Bollocks.
Oh, you're looking more hideous than usual, Rag.
Galahad's New Year's Eve bash, that's why he make you peasant. Every New Year's Day, I have a once-in-a-lifetime hangover. Had Percival sticking his hands up his skirt again.
Must be blind.
Lying drunk. Look, I know I'm the ugliest woman in the world in the daytime, right? But I turn beautiful at night when I'm in bed with my lord, but only he notices, and you'll just have to take my word for it, okay?
If you say.
Well, it'd be no good for him the other way round, would it? Chestnuts?
Yeah, give us a bag for the ceremony, why not?
For you, make me old son, because you're a working-class pleb here to serve your betters, two groats.
Thanks, Ragnall. You may be ugly, but you're generous. Blimey, they're hot.
Of course they're hot. They've just come out of a brazier, you fool.
You were, you go into the stone, then?
God, no. That's old hat, innit? Load hung over nights, preening like peacocks, trying to pull a bit of metal out of the stone.
A good laugh. Peregrine throwing up over the wenches, then thwacking their behind.
Men are all the same. You know, if women had half the power...
Make way! Make way!
Hello, who's Merlin got with him this time? Every year some hopeful half-wit.
Always wearing strange clothes, oh.
Ah, Ragnall, looking wonderfully hideous as always.
You say the nicest things, Merlin. Who are your friends?
This is Arthur. Me, Arthur.
Who the bleeding hell is Arthur?
Push your mouth out, witch. That's sacrilege.
Macho man, sure you can get through the door with your head so swollen, Toad.
You have insulted our future king, Ragnall. Yes. Unfortunately, that's a punishable offense.
Off with the head, I say.
What?
That's what they say in the films, isn't it? Off with the head.
Come here, you.
My liege to you, Merlin. What's the matter?
You are about to be a bloody king. Now act like one. King, not a despot. It's not about exercising gratuitous power and throwing your weight around.
Of course it is. Otherwise, what's the point?
It's about benevolence and the dignity and compassion for poor, thick wretches who don't know any better. I don't know myself. Encouraging people out of their shell of narrow vision and lack of self-esteem. And look what happens to them.
Meaning?
You are a king. Show some compassion.
Oh, all right.
Since it's coronation day, I'll be lenient. 50 press-ups.
What do you mean, 50 press-ups?
Oh, blimey, right?
50 press-ups or I'll have Merlin here turn you to stone.
My lord, I...
Shut up, Merlin. You're here to serve me.
Girls can't do press-ups. They got tits.
Well, off with her tits, then.
She's a fat old hag. Who would care? What a wonderful day to crown a king.
That's Galahad's missus.
So?
She turns beautiful at night when nobody but him can see her.
He would say that, wouldn't he? Well, not anymore, she doesn't. Ha, ha, ha. I tell you, there's going to be some changes here now I'm in charge.
just to remember what.
Don't you want me? You're not talking to some market trader or barrow boy anymore.
You are about to be a king, sire. A warrior king. With the divine right of kings comes a lot of responsibility. They go hand in hand.
Like love and marriage.
You can't have one without the other.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you...
Oh, don't be you... soft, Merlin. Mm. If they've lost their heads, how can they possibly be alive to blame me? Oh, this is it then. I'm going to save the world, and the world is going to pay.
Wow, Tristram's blown it.
Arthur of Deep Ford.
Go on, that's you. That's you.
Go on, get on with it.
Well, wish me luck, dearest sister. Well,
just get up there and get to be king, Tony.
Yeah, it'll be a gas. I'm not going to have anything I want. See you later.
Good luck, my old son. Good
luck. What's the matter, Merlin? Why so glum?
Arthur wasn't meant to be this thick.
Is the Pope Catholic, mate? My brother is that thick.
I'm beginning to regret this.
And a hush of anticipation comes over the stadium as Tony, Arthur, steps up to take his chance. He's certainly prepared himself for this event, that's for sure.
Good, Mr. Walking Bleeding Cliché.
Shut up, I'm trying to do my job.
We are witnessing history in the making as a breathless silence falls over a bleak January sky in Camelot. A new year, a new beginning, a new era, for we are about to see the dawning of a king. The conditions, dry, cold and grey, are favourable as Arthur of Deepford steps forward to show what he can do. And as he closes his kingly fist over the hilt of the sword, the tension could be cut as a knife through butter.
What?
And now he pulls. Come on, boy.
It's so weird, Jeffrey. It was one of them.
And he pulls.
Come on, you wimp.
Of course, these things can take some time.
Oh, Christmas. What's the old duck?
There's certainly a heavy strain showing on his face. The blood vessels must be taking a terrible pounding.
Excuse me.
It should be easy,
Father.
The lad's
doing well. He's certainly trying. If he becomes king, he won't be able to say it was easy.
Get out of me, wait. Oh, what's the matter with you?
It's stuck.
Of course it's stuck. It's been stuck for years. You're supposed to use divine power or something like that.
Oh.
Excuse me. Would you get out of me, wait?
I can't do it, sis.
You bloody will. You don't think I got pregnant for nothing, do you? Just pull it.
Well, you're so bloody clever, you do it.
Oh, my God. He can't run a poxy market stall, and now he can't pull a piece of metal from a piece of granite, even if it's supposed to be his destiny. Look, put your hand round it like this and pull. Should that have happened?
This is not the prophecy!
You better get into Reuters. I told you, predictions are mumbo-jumbo. Can I have your name, love?
Fainia. Faye. Faye Morgan.
Hey, up. There's already a Faye in Camelot, Tart of Pelinors. See, you're our rightful queen and you need a name that can't be sullied. How about Morgan?
If you insist.
Morgan Faye, lovely. Queen Morgan Faye. Knights and damsels, get on your knees for your rightful queen, Queen Morgan Faye. Long live the queen! Oh, you little runs, Arthur. Get off the platform.
Hey, hey. Oh,
long live the queen!
God, you're so kind.
Oh, great spirit of Atlantis, what have you done?
Gallant Queen Morgan, save England from self-immolation. Long live the Queen, and can I have my knighthood now?
Arise, Sir Geoffrey Monmouth.
Oh, this is ridiculous. This isn't how it happens. Let me get them back to the 20th century and start again.
Hold on a minute,
nothing. You want to live in a matriarchal society?
Oh, that's a point.
Oh, great spirit. Take us back to the 20th century, please. And let them not remember. Make them forget. I'll have one last go. I'll do anything. Anything. Will you listen to me? Oh, great spirit of Atlantis, listen to your praying mantis. Fair is foul, and foul is fair. What's up your nose besides some hair? Margolo Hasi Efi!
Some New Year's Eve party, was it?
Oh, a New Year's Eve? I've lost the entire week of alcohol somewhere.
Well, this will sober you up. Chislehurst Caves in southeast London have collapsed. Someone's trapped inside. Off you go and cover it.
Chislehurst Cave?
Near Deptford.
Oh, come on, Trish. Who's going to the pictures to see Caliburn?
Whatever for?
It's a new film about Queen Morgan and her Knights of the Round Table. You know, Caliburn was her sword.
Well, tough. An assignment is an assignment.
Women.
What about the Equal Opportunities Act? I tell you, if men ran this society, the whole...
The world would be a much better place. Yeah, yeah. Patriarchy. Can you imagine? Just get out of here.
I am standing outside Chislehurst Caves, where the collapse took place less than an hour ago. Inside, according to the testimonies of eyewitnesses, is an elderly man of indeterminate age. With me are three young people who claim to have been with the man earlier this evening. Hello, I'm Jeff Monmouth, and your names are...
Daniel Morgan.
Tony Daly.
Evelyn Cobley and All.
Miss Cobley and All.
Evelyn.
He was pestering us outside Greenwich Cinema, and then he wanted to go off with Evelyn, didn't he, Fanya?
Hang on, don't I know you?
If you've been to Deptford, you might have seen us. I run a stall called Caliburn Knives. This is my brother Tony. Oh. He helps me out.
You mean Caliburn as in the new film?
Yeah, well, funnily enough, we was queuing to see it earlier at Greenwich.
This geezer, the geezer that's stuck in them caves, he came up to us when we was queuing.
And he claimed to know us, didn't he?
Yeah, he said that we was in the 5th century last night. You know, New Year's Eve. But we don't know no club called the 5th century.
No, he looked like a tramp, didn't he, Faye?
Yeah.
We tell him about the film and what the story is, and he's looking puzzled, isn't he? And then he says,
was there an Arthur in it? And we said, yeah, of course, at the beginning, the archetypal symbol of the weak male.
Are we going too fast for you? Yeah.
And then he said, was there someone called Merlin in the story? And I said, I don't know, was he a man? And the geezer said, yes.
And then I said that most of the men in the story were sort of peripheral, so we weren't sure, and he sort of went purple.
And then he says to Eve, what's your name?
And I told him, and then he shouted something about what my name was backwards.
Cobley and All.
Evelyn. He shouted that it was nearly Nynaeve spelt backwards. And then he does a trick and conjures a £50 note out of the air. And then he says,
I'll teach you how to do that if you offer me your body.
Well, I'm taken aback, aren't I? But he just mutters something about a prophecy being fulfilled and that.
And he says she only has to offer her body, not give it.
And then he said, oh, cut the crap and get it over with. And I said, what? And he said, the prophecy. And I'm looking at him thinking he's a bit short in the sanity stakes. And he says, I teach you my tricks in return for your honeypot. But after you've learned, you renege on the deal and lock me in the caves. So let's find some caves and get on with it. So I drove him here.
And me and Tone followed in our car.
No idea what he was going on about, did we, Faye?
Nah.
He didn't try to touch me up. Nothing. As soon as he was inside, the caves collapsed. I couldn't get to him. And it's really upsetting because I never learned how to do the trick with a £50 note.
As you can hear, this tragedy has had a marked effect on the local people here. This is Jeff Monmouth, Independent Radio News at Chislehurst Caves, South East London.
We're coming, mate. We'll get you out. We're coming, mate. We'll get you out. Don't you worry. Just hang on.
Coming out? You think I'm coming out to face that lot? You must be joking. I'm off home, mush. 20th century. What made me think that someone as noble as Arthur would be in the 20th century? Ruddy, great slag heap. They want to poison themselves, let them. A crisis is an opportunity on a dangerous wind. You wouldn't bloody think so, not with this complacent mob. Oh, great spirit, can we start again, please? And find the real Arthur before it is too late? Queen Morgan. Women at the round table, oh, the thought of it. Oh, great spirit of Atlantis, listen to your praying mantis.
Merlin? Merlin? Wake up, Merlin, my friend. Merlin?
Hey, what? Oh. Oh, my liege. My lord, Arthur.
Are you all right, my old friend?
What? Oh, I just had a terrible dream. I was projected into the future, 1,500 years hence.
Not possible, even for you, Merlin.
And everyone was ignorant and grabbing and interested only in themselves. And incredibly, they were poisoning everything.
In what way?
The air we breathe, the waters we fish from, the food we eat.
Oh, that's absurd. No man would be mad enough to poison his own food.
And then he all ran around trying to save time.
How do you save time?
And then he'd do useless things with the time they'd saved. Arthur!
Harsh, Merlin. Was it only a dream?
Nightmare. It's a nightmare, to be sure.
Now, come along. Your birthday banquet is already underway.
I was trying to save the world, but it didn't work out.
Well, you know what they say.
What do they say?
You can't always get what you want. Now, please, Guinevere is waiting to honor you with wine, and the knights have baked a cake.
Oh,
Oh, how is my lady?
Splendid. Mm-hmm. She's just been down to the lake for a swim with that new chap, Lancelot. Oh. He seems a nice sort. I'm so glad she has a good friend when I'm busy with state affairs.
No, hanky-panky there, I hope, my liege.
With Lancelot? Never. He seems to be the most trustworthy of knights. Besides, he's not that way inclined.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
But I do think it's important for her to have platonic relationships with other men.
Quite right.
Turned out nice for your birthday.
What's on the menu?
Quail's carcasses, boiled boar's liver and bacon, sherry trifle and ice cream, and as much wine as we need for the entire round table to get thoroughly pissed. Happy birthday, my little chap.
In Merlin and Arthur on their way to Glastonbury from Deptford High Street, not forgetting What's Her Face, by Nigel Baldwin. The part of Merlin was played by Nicholas de Prevost, Tony by Dexter Fletcher, Fainia by Leslie Sharp, and Jeff by Christopher Godwin. Evelyn, Vivian Rochester, Ragnall, Tina Gray, Mick, Paul Panting, Trish, Francis Jeter, and Arthur, Neville Jason. The technical presentation was by Richard Beedsmore, Ian Pratt, and Hilary Carruthers. The play was directed by Richard Wortley.
At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want.
Now, just before the news, some travel in South Yorkshire, the North.